This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
There's a please here attached always to what's going on. Please stay with us. Please join us. Please and thank you. Your mother and father taught you to be polite, right? Didn't they do that? I want you to be polite with all of us. We're all polite with each other. Even we disagree, we're polite. You don't hear any of that here. Jennifer Horn, very polite. Victoria Keelan on her mom's best behavior. It sounds like it might be a James Bond issue, on her mother's secret service, on her mother's best behavior, right? Kara Schillen, she's always on her best behavior. So we're already tuned up and into this Thursday, the 27th of February. Got a couple of more days left in this month, and then spring is just around the corner. Doesn't daylight savings time, leap year this week? What, daylight savings time this weekend, right? That's certainly
not
worthwhile.
This weekend, I think.
Oh, it's not this
next weekend?
Weekend.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Jennifer, you're in charge of information for the next few seconds, or maybe a few minutes. See how well you do.
Well, thanks.
We'll let you go from there.
I'm going to try my best.
Coronavirus. There's got to be a song, even though it's not. It's serious stuff. But somebody somewhere is going to come up with a song about the coronavirus.
Oh, yeah. My corona.
That's right.
There you go.
Yeah, see? Kara. You just got two extra points from me. My Sharona, instead of that, it's my Corona. That's very good. There's Victoria chiming in with her. Can you sing it as well as she did, though, Victoria? Let's hear you sing that.
No. I think you have to give Victoria another, 2 hours, and then maybe.
Yeah, right. By the time we're done, she'll be fine.
I'll be warming up.
All right, so my Corona, Jennifer. It's all your ors.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, yesterday at the White House, President Trump addressed the nation. He was in the press briefing room along with his staff of medical advisors, Health and Human Services Secretary.
He was in India.
He's back.
He came back from India.
About a day ago. Yeah, yesterday morning.
He sleeps on the plane a lot, doesn't he?
I guess you'd have to. I don't know. Yeah. I have tweets. Tweets on the plane. So Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar was also there. And the president, it was rumored that the president was going to name a coronavirus czar. But what he did instead is he put Mike Pence kind of in charge of this, even though he said that Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar was still in charge of the task force addressing the coronavirus. There was also reports that maybe the president was going to get rid of Alex Azar, but he confirmed yesterday that Alex was his guy and he was sticking to him, basically. So Pence and Azar will kind of oversee this. They talked about some of the risks and how America was dealing with this. They confirmed that there were only 15 real cases of the coronavirus that have occurred here in the United States, and that most of those people, I think except for one, the president said, were actually improving and doing fairly well. He said one person was very sick. Most of them have been sent out of the hospital and they're home quarantining themselves essentially while they heal and get back into business. He also talked about preventive measures. He said that they were close to creating a vaccine for this, that they were working, putting all the effort that they could to creating a vaccine.
Hold on a second. Most people in the medical community have heard this discussed 3 or 4 times in the last even 24 hours, say it's going to be a year and a half before, and that normally finding a correction, if you will, or some kind of a way to fix this would take 4 to 10 years.
I don't know about fixing it, but he said that they were good, they were working on a vaccine, and I think
who's they?
Whoever the administration's overseeing. Part of the problem is that they're relying on China for a vaccine, and so that's what a lot of the world community relies on China for, all their production of medicines and vaccines and all of that, which gets you into a lot of trouble. So the president said he'd like to bring that effort back to the United States and out of China because we don't want to be dependent on them for our medications and all of that. So That was one item he talked about. He talked about preventive measures. He tried to equate this more to the flu than anything else to try to, I think, squash what people think. He said, this is not Ebola. You don't disintegrate in front of your eyes. This is something more like a flu that can be beat. You can prevent getting it, wash your hands, clean your workspaces and that sort of thing. The vice president also talked about the fact that the administration was going to make this a top priority, that they had been making it a top priority. The CDC was there, very well represented as well. They did not speak, but they were definitely there. Now, as far as the world and the coronavirus now has killed 2,800 people worldwide. There are 82,000 cases with infections now in every continent except for Antarctica, and they are really focusing on the outbreaks in Europe, in Italy, and I think Iran has posed quite the problem as well because they've been lying about how many cases they have, I think, allegedly, at least in my opinion. There are also cases now in Brazil. South Korea has seen a spike. There are more than 1,700 cases in South Korea. The president also talked yesterday about cutting down travel to some of these areas as well. And Alex Azar was saying that when the virus broke out, it took 6 days for us to start limiting some of the countries and the travel that we were exchanging people with. And he said that that was very helpful because if we had kept the airliners coming in at full force, that we probably wouldn't have been able to control this as much as we have been able to in our country.
All right. So the business of let's sort of summarize this whole thing. The soldier who was stationed in South Korea is 23 years old. He's stationed at Camp Carroll. The question is, how many soldiers do we have in South Korea that might be exposed? Because South Korea is going to be a sort of breeding ground for this. We have tens of thousands of soldiers there, don't we, in South Korea?
I don't know if we have tens of thousands. No, I know we have some. I don't know how many are there, though.
It also kind of debunks the whole just have a strong immune system and you'll be fine. You know, a 23-year-old healthy military member has this now. So,
the healthy immune system isn't going to just not get it. You're not going to not get it because, I mean, how many young healthy people get the flu? But it's about whether or not it's going to kill you. Are you kidding?
A lot of
people that get the flu.
I'm just saying it kind of debunks Doug's whole thing, just have a healthy immune system
and you're fine.
How do we know how healthy this guy was? There are a lot of guys who are in terrible shape or in the service. They may get in and they go through Camp Lejeune or wherever it is that they go to have boot camp, and then they get stationed here and there, and you know, who knows what this guy does? Does he sit at a desk? Is he out in the field? There are a lot of people that sit at desks when they're in uniform. I don't know. It's easy to discount it. Maybe the better way to satisfy people is to suggest this is one way to try to fight it off. And, you know, maybe if it's a virulent case, but I don't think that saying that says to people, okay, well, I guess it doesn't make any difference. I don't give a damn. I'll eat what I want. And if I'm going to get it anyway, I might as well go out as a debaucherer. I don't know. That's not
the way. You're assuming that if you get it, you're going to die. Only 3 in 100 people die. The flu actually claims more people than the coronavirus. So
The numbers were, my fact sheet here was 2.3% of those who get the coronavirus die versus 0.0007% of the people who have the flu. You know how many millions of people in this country have the flu? Millions of people have the flu.
And the people that die from it are usually young kids and old people.
Yes, that's true. That is also true.
Well, there's the other one. The newest story is that there's a patient in Solano County in California who they don't know how
they don't know
that
where
person.
They got it.
And there's no connection to China. There's no connection to being around any travelers who came from China. So that's kind of the biggest mystery is figuring out how that person now has it, because there are 60 confirmed cases in the U.S. And I guess this is the one person who has no connection to anyone else who has it. So, although they say it can spread, I think it's 200 feet further than the normal flu.
And it
they
lives have on it, surfaces. That's the tricky part.
For a while, I think it does, right? Like 2 days or something. It is definitely, I mean, it feels like a weapon to me. It's a biological weapon. So I think that that's how it should be treated.
Mm-hmm.
Should what?
Yeah. Do you think the Chinese cooked it up as a biological weapon?
Absolutely. Yeah. I have no doubt whatsoever.
Take it.
This escaped. Yeah. This is bad handling of a laboratory-born illness. This is a biological weapon. You guys know I'm not into conspiracy theories, but I think this is very cut and dry. That's how this happened. It's where it started, and it leaked out. So
the question still, and pretty much every day, comes up about whether or not the coronavirus could impact the Tokyo Olympics. The possibility of canceling them becomes a more realistic option the closer we get to it. I don't know that it's, there's not anybody saying, yes, we're going to cancel it, or no, we're not going to. But it certainly is on the minds of people, which has got to be on the minds of the athletes, too. How do they do their best to prepare for going over there if they think, well, maybe we're not even going to go? And if we do go, could we get the coronavirus? I wonder how many people are just going to opt out after all the years of training. There's a lot of that.
Well, some female athletes opted out of the Rio Games because of the Zika virus that was there. So maybe some people will want to stay home, but I don't know. The International Olympic Committee said basically keep training as if everything's going to move forward, and maybe it will, maybe it won't. But they won't make a decision on that. They announced until May, like the end of May.
Yeah.
So you've got to keep going. Right? Yeah, you have to keep training.
They called it a game time decision.
So the coronavirus may be helping save animals that are in China. They have been trafficking, as you know, all kinds of animals over there, and the total ban of the sale of these sorts of things and the consumption of various animals has been outlawed because they're not sure still whether or not the coronavirus has been passed cannibalized. Well, it's cannibalizing animals, yeah.
I think that's a good distraction for the international news media to say, oh, we're still trying to figure out which animal we all caught this from.
Really? You don't? Well, okay. But is it because of what they do and how they traffic the animals? Is this something good?
Well, what they had originally said was that the virus came from people eating bats and snakes and stuff over.
Yes.
But
right.
I think that has now been pretty much debunked. I mean, obviously, I don't know that everybody was eating the same bad crop of bats that has the coronavirus.
Right.
There's an actress in Disney's upcoming remake of Mulan that is connected. She apparently grew up in Wuhan. And whether wasn't she the one that there was some backlash last year? Do you know who I'm talking about?
Well, no, she was the Mulan from Wuhan. Yeah.
Yeah, the Mulan from.
I mean, the backlash against that actress was that I guess she had supported the Chinese government during the Hong Kong protests, and people were not a fan of that. I don't know anything about whether she had to. Yeah, I mean, I reserve judgment against those people sometimes because if you come out against the Chinese government, I mean, we've seen, like, big actresses who just kind of disappeared for a couple months because, the government said that they owed taxes or something like that. So
yeah.
I don't really blame them for, sticking with the government. I don't know they had that much choice there.
No. So the other thing that you mentioned, Jennifer, is that the manufacturer of drugs, a lot of drugs that we use in this country come from China, so there are going to be shortages of a lot of drugs because of the virus. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration saying that the potential challenges.
Dumb to let China make our drugs
of course
anyway.
It is.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Who thought that was a great idea?
No. Yeah. Well,
the
drug companies can make
more
money.
Well, they make all the generics.
Yeah.
Right. This is a perfect thing, by the way, for the Trump administration is America First stuff. Bring it all back to the country. Come on.
Well, can they
then the prices skyrocket.
They're sky high anyway.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
We can figure it out. Yep.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, there it is. An overview of pretty much all of the coronavirus information that's around there in succinct form. Thanks to the ladies of the day, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara. And then there's me, Doug Steffen, at 21 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, it's Sue Costner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Music, music, music. This is not me singing, though. I know it's hard to listen to Justin Timberlake and not think it's me singing, but this is Justin. He'll kind of show up here in a matter of moments, matter of seconds. He's dropped a new single with SZA called The Other Side, which appears on the soundtrack to the animated sequel Trolls World Tour. Tell me a little about the Trolls.
You remember the animated Trolls movie that came out
kind
2 years ago?
Yeah.
Well, you know the songs that all came from it. Yeah, the little troll dolls. Yeah, the animated movie based on that. It was a huge, huge hit. And then Can't Stop the Feeling was the big song that came from that.
Ah, so The Other Side's the sequel to that,
mm-hmm.
Which turned into a smash hit from the soundtrack, as Victoria was saying. Justin noted that he also worked with Kelly Clarkson, George Clinton, and Parliament Funkadelic. That's kind of an interesting combo. Dierks Bentley, Haim. Is that Haim? Haim?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Haim.
Okay.
Yep.
And Mary J. Blige for the jam-packed sequels album. Plus, the actors from the animated movie are back on the soundtrack. Anna Kendrick is there, James Corden, SNL's Kenan Thompson, Rachel Bloom, Sam Rockwell, among others. It's an interesting combination, too. That's a very interesting combination. Reviewing the soundtrack, Justin says, quote, "Crazy music that I can't believe is for an animated movie." Say that again, Doug. An animated movie.
It's kind of crazy that they have so many big artists on the soundtrack for an animated movie. Like, I never even thought about going to see this, but I'm like, maybe I should if there's so many musicians in it.
Well, what's the, help me remember for the audience, what's the movie Trolls about? Is it just, it's a kid's animated feature,
right? It's about the trolls, and they were, I think they went investigated. I know I saw it. I can't remember what it was originally about, though. It was very cute.
I didn't see it, but I had friends who saw it.
All kind of blend together.
Yeah.
They go investigate something. They went on some kind of journey, I guess.
But the trolls are the same as the trolls we learned about as children, right?
No.
It was a troll.
No.
I just learned about trolls.
They're not under the bridge telling riddles.
That's exactly right. Yep. Under the bridge. That's what I learned about
trolls. Yeah, these are like cute little chubby trolls that have like, you know, pink hair and thing and stuff like that.
Neon colored hair that sticks up. Usually they're at the end of a pencil when you're a kid. They stick on top
of
your eraser.
Their faces are all smushed together. I know you must have seen them. Google a troll.
I remember the ones that were under the bridge. Justin,
these are way cuter.
Are they? They look like James Corden, only younger then. Perhaps. Justin released a video for The Other Side, along with the track list for the film's soundtrack, coming out the 13th of next month. All right, so what do we have? This is an old Justin song we're playing now.
This is the one from the Troll soundtrack. The original
smash
one.
From
yeah.
The first one.
Oh. Yeah, that's why this song came out.
How about that now? This could be on a Throwback Thursday 2018.
We'll use it for 2016, yep.
Okay, thank you, 2016. Next up, musically, Celine Dion. She's the latest artist to participate in a Spotify singles release, where artists share a new version of one of their signature songs, along with a cover of a song by another artist. For her own track, Celine chose Imperfections, one of the singles from her November album last year. The album's called Courage. For the cover song, she chose Chris Isaak's Wicked Game, and Isaak himself appeared on the track to perform backing vocals. Recorded in New York's Electric Lady Studios, Celine says, "I chose Game because it's one of my favorite songs of all time for many, many, many reasons. But also, I love the black and white music video of the song for Chris Isaak and Helena Christensen on the beach. I wanted to respect the original version, which I still think is perfection." By the way, she's currently on tour for Courage through the end of April. Last month, she performed Over the Rainbow at a Miami concert as a tribute to her mother, who had just passed away at 92. So, kind of a nice putting it all together deal for her. Celine Dion here on the DJV program at 28 past the hour.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
I'm doing it all, the water, the fiber, the exercise, but I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back. My doctor said I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. Multiple people have been killed in a shooting at the Molson Coors Brewing Company campus in Milwaukee. Here's Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett.
But again, it is a horrible, horrible day for the employees here. It is a very rough day for anybody who is close to this situation. So, but I just wanted to let you know what I know. Again, there are multiple people who have died, I believe including the shooter.
President Donald Trump addressed the shooting before speaking at the White House, saying, "Our hearts break for them and their loved ones. We send our condolences. We'll be with them
It's a terrible, terrible thing. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel has reported at least 7 were killed, including the shooter. Major U.S. stock indexes closed mostly lower, extending the market's heavy losses for the week. The S&P 500 fell for the 5th straight day, with worry about economic fallout from the virus outbreak that originated in China. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Wonderful day in the neighborhood, Thursday, the 27th of February. Thank you for being along for the ride. You can thank us for all the great information. We keep chugging along here on the DJV program. You know, it's wonderful to have the support of Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. A great way for it. It's an act of faith. When I get up every morning, it feels like, this is great. I do. I feel wonderful. This is the best time of the day for me, whereas sometimes other people don't necessarily like the morning, but they rise to the occasion. You don't know anybody like that, Victoria, do you? Who? Mm-mm. Who would be like that?
Nope.
No. No. This shooting is something that we ought to take apart a little bit. What do you know, Victoria, about that?
Yeah. It's 5 people that were killed on Wednesday during this shooting in Milwaukee. It's in an area called Miller Valley. It's a campus of Molson Coors. And this gunman went on a rampage. 5 people ended up losing their lives. And the brewery is on lockdown today as police are still trying to investigate this. The campus actually features 20 buildings, and it's more than it has more than 1,000 employees. And so everybody is on lockdown, and everyone is the whole thing has been shut down now. The suspect is a 51-year-old Milwaukee man. He also died from a fatal gunshot wound, according to Milwaukee police. And they called him an active brewery employee, but no other information is actually known about him right now. Police are still contacting relatives and said victims' identities would not be released for at least 24 hours, and with respect to the families, of course. And Miller Valley is a reference to the Miller Brewing Company, which is now part of Molson Coors, and it's a 160-year-old brewery. It has an inn, and it has a seasonal outdoor beer garden. It's a whole big, they call it a campus.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's still kind of a developing story, and as more information comes out about the motive and why this guy decided to go on this rampage, and if he targeted the five people, or were they were all employees, so it's not known if he had a vendetta against them specifically, or if he was just a crazed guy with a gun. So we're not really sure yet, but obviously it's a devastating time for the families of the five victims. Of the employees.
And I thought it was weird how underreported the story was. Did you guys notice that?
I heard a lot about
it. I got a TMZ report or alert yesterday, so I thought that this was kind of happening. I was getting reports as it was happening. There was a sort of mysterious lockdown at first, and then it turned out to be a shooting, and I don't know. TMZ was on top of it, I guess, but I'm seeing
it
more of it now.
I don't. Yeah, I got the update on my phone. I think it was CNN or Fox that sent out an update, maybe both of them. But I thought it was odd that the cable news coverage, you know, usually they, as soon as there's a shooting, they're all over it. They weren't yesterday, and I don't know if that was because of coronavirus and the press conference with the president and all of that, but I thought it was odd. And someone actually, my friend at work said, walked by and said, wow, I guess only, you know, this a small shooting like this doesn't catch national attention anymore, which
small shooting.
I thought was kind of, yeah. Well, yeah, that's, he was being facetious, obviously, yeah. Sarcastic. But
well, we've become immune, I think we've become numb, maybe is the better word, to all of these things, because they happen all the time. And I think that people pay a little. It's almost like crying wolf too often, even though they're real. You hear the story, and some people say, oh, well, another shooting. If it doesn't impact you, it's really pretty disgusting that it's gotten to that point, but I think maybe that's part of what you're reflecting on here. And, yeah, the coronavirus is sucking most of the oxygen out of the room, it would seem. Matter of fact, here's something that on the, if there is a quote-unquote brightest.
Isn't it odd more people died yesterday in that shooting than have from the coronavirus?
Died from the
country.
Coronavirus. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's an interesting way of looking at it, Jennifer. Yeah. You call her, that's good calling attention to that. One of the things coming out of the China problem is that they are having a real, not what isn't being reported well, to speak to that, is the food shortage that's developing in China. And it's a serious one. They don't, they're not having, they do grow a lot of their own food, and now they are not. And because of that, they have lifted pretty much all of the import restrictions on U.S. farm goods. As of, I think, yesterday or the day before, again, not well publicized, but according to some U.S. officials talking to Chinese officials, they started yesterday the first steps in implementing and expanding on the trade deal because they're running out of food. So one wonders how that's going to affect them and all of this stuff. U.S. poultry products going over there. I think I said a few months ago they've been trying to buy into the U.S. poultry business. Now they're stepping back. They just need food. So they're buying a lot of food. And so it'll be interesting to see how that affects the plight of the middle-sized or maybe larger agricultural efforts. Supposedly, they're going to purchase in the next month or so $32 billion worth of food. That's a lot of food. Ultimately, they are supposed to, according to the trade deal, buy $200 billion in the course of a year, but they're trying to step it up because they don't have any food. So that's sort of a side story, a side show, if you will. But don't you think that's going to have an impact on just the people? How are the people in China reacting to this? Anything leaking out? How many they are really upset with the government, but you don't see many of those stories leaking out of there either. But a lot of unrest, according to some of the reporters that are over there now. And you understand, especially they're worried about getting the virus and then they don't have enough to eat. So where is it all going to go from there? Not that this is good for this reason, but the government of China could implode on this. They don't get a handle on it. It doesn't look like they have a handle on it. And they're looking to us. Aren't we the ones that are developing the vaccine? Isn't that the sort of story?
They say they're doing their own part, too. But I think, look at how far we've come, how quickly we've come.
Yeah,
so.
Right. Yesterday, Congress made lynching a federal hate crime. The news here is, I thought it already was. Didn't you?
I'm sure a lot of people thought it was.
Where?
I don't think on a federal level. I think maybe on a state level, but I don't think I thought much about it actually on the federal level.
Yeah. This stuff has gone on again. Some of it still has been a little of it here and there. The Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act. 65 years after this youngster was lynched in Mississippi, Congress approved. That's nothing like doing it in a hurry. What took them 65 years would be my question.
Well, they've been trying to do it since 1918.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
For some reason, I don't know why it can't pass. I don't know.
I don't. Yeah, I don't either. It's just.
It's really confusing
when you
look.
Do you know when the last time was that they tried?
The last time they tried was in
2018. Yeah.
Oh,
how ridiculous.
Okay. 3,500 black Americans have been lynched in this country between the end of the Civil War and 1968.
That's the number we know of. I'm sure it's more than that. Yeah.
Right. Yep. So anyway, it's just...
200 times they tried to get this passed. What the hell is wrong with our country?
I'm just curious to know.
I mean, before, like, you know, going, that's so weird. I just wonder what their rationale was, what the reasoning was.
For not passing it? Because there are a lot of racists from the South who are in Congress, and they didn't want to, that's the same thing as the same bunch, they didn't want to legalize hemp because they didn't want, after World War II, there were a couple of dozen senators and congressmen from the South that introduced a bill and got it passed. To make growing hemp illegal because most of the hemp was grown on property that belonged to blacks and where they worked or they owned in the South at the time. And Kentucky was the number one state where it still is actually.
But don't you think like anti-lynching is something that everyone could get behind?
You'd think.
You know, you would.
Yeah, that's why we're shaking our heads
a little bit.
Yeah, it's a.
And this time in the House, I mean, everybody but four people got behind it.
Yeah, well.
Who are the four people who didn't? Because I'd love to find out what their social media is.
Yeah.
I'd love to troll those four people.
Even know about it until we talk about it here. That is a question and a half, Victoria. In sports news, one of the greatest players to ever step onto the tennis court has decided to retire. How old is this? Maria, is it Sharapova? She's a Russian. Yeah. She became an overnight success in 2004. Remember when she beat Serena Williams in Wimbledon? She was 17 at the time.
Wimbledon with a D. Please don't say Wimbledon. That drives me insane.
Really? I don't want to do
that. It's Wimbledon with a D.
Did I say Wimbledon? What did I say?
Wimbledon, you said, with a T. It's one of my biggest pet peeves on the planet.
Okay. Should I quit now and leave this to go away?
No, I'm just letting you know. You'll get some comments, too, people who
I want to pronounce it correctly because I'm pretty, you know, you and I are pretty much on the same when it comes to English and speaking correctly.
Yeah, that's one that that gets me.
It's like February being said February for me and library instead of library, that kind of stuff. Anyway, she had 19 years with the racket. She won four major championships, ranked number one in the world on four separate occasions. She was suspended after testing positive for a newly banned substance 4 years ago. She appealed the suspension. I don't remember this. I remember her name.
I haven't paid much attention to her in a while because she's been sort of out of the top tier. But, at 32, good for her to be retired, I guess. I'm sure she certainly
How
made a lot of money
Serena
with endorsements.
Williams? Serena Williams is pretty much still active, isn't she?
Yeah, Serena's
got to be in be well into her 30s,
38,
right?
Maybe?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. Yep. Right. All right. Along with this news, the beginning of March Madness. So we have a couple of sports focus. The excitement that comes with the February beginning of the baseball season and the Cactus League and the Grapefruit League and the games. I was listening yesterday on, who is it? What station is it? That's the sports station, 570 here in Los Angeles, has the Dodgers. And it was fun to drive around and listen to a baseball game. It was.
Yep.
Yeah, and I see that some teams are thinking instead of having the games on radio, they're going to put them on, they're not podcast, but they're going to stream them. Come on. Get lost. San Francisco may be one of them. There was some team on the West Coast. I don't know if you remember seeing the story, either of you, but I think that is just, it's almost un-American.
Wait, what are they going to do?
They're going to stream the broadcast. No more radio stations carrying the baseball game, and I think it's San Francisco. They're going to put them on a streaming service, like TuneIn or something.
You think it'd be in addition to, not instead of.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're driving in your car and you mean, like, you can hear it on Spotify or?
Yeah, well, tune in.
Pandora?
One of those. Not on the radio station. That's bunkum. March Madness begins pretty soon, too, I think. Doesn't it? I was noticing
how many
TV. I noticed how many TV sales. A big sale at Walmart. $500 off 70-inch smart TVs just in time for March Madness. That's what the ad reads. 70-inch TV. How much do those things, $500 off, how much do they cost? It's got to be, what,
depends on the brand. It depends on the brand, and it depends on, you know, what bells and whistles it has. There could be a big range in there.
How much room on the wall does a 70-inch TV take?
Like most of the wall.
Go to my dad's house. I know.
It takes up 70 inches.
Wait a minute. Where is it in your father's house? Isn't that beer where is it? I'm trying to think of where.
In the bedroom.
Oh, so I don't go upstairs. All right.
You should. Check it out.
Of course I should, yeah.
Climb in bed with him. Watch Mark Madness.
That actually could happen, I think.
Speaking of television, Oprah is turning.
I have to take care of both of you. I'll just throw you both.
Jen's convalescent home.
Oprah is turning some of her old television episodes into podcasts. This is going back to the 80s. The Oprah Winfrey Show, the podcast, won't run every episode, they say, but it'll feature certain selections. First 10 episodes include guests like Dr. Phil, Dr. Oz, and Susie Orman, all of whom Oprah turned into stars on their own. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
That she's made a star out of Dr. Phil, made a lot of dough out of that, and so did he. And Dr. Oz made a lot of dough out of that, and so did he. And Susie Orman is still sort of the go-to person for a lot of people when it comes to weekend money news. So it's available across all platforms. It's an exclusive. She's got, let's see here, some other podcasts. Super Soul Conversations, which started in 2017, turning audio from her TV show Super Soul Sunday into a podcast. Johnny Carson's entertainment company did the same thing with the TV rights to the Carson Tonight Show. They are really, and some of those are fun, that debuted in December. In Carson's case, Will Schreiner introduces the episode, provides context for what the listener will hear. So you won't see, you'll just hear, I guess. That's it, right? Podcast can't do a TV podcast? I would think somebody would do a TV podcast. Yes, no?
Well, it's not a podcast if it's on TV.
Not on TV. Okay. All right, speaking of that, Jennifer, quick, what's tonight on TV going to look like?
Ghost Adventures. It's a season premiere on the Travel Channel. You can check that out at 9 o'clock. Will and Grace has a new guest star. Joel McHale, who I love from Community, is joining the cast on NBC at 9 o'clock.
All right, 10 before the hour.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
What? In store this week at your local Staples?
A front row seat to savings.
All month long at Staples, you can save up to 40% on select chairs.
Executive or desk chairs for the office.
Right now, up to 40% off.
And gaming chairs for your home.
Also up to 40% off.
So whether you're outfitting your home, your office, or your home office,
take a seat and save big all month long at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot more in store.
Ends 2/29/20 while supplies last.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour on the DJD program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan with good-to-know tech information. For example, online shopping is in the focus. Is it good or not good for the environment? That's an easy, quick answer, isn't it?
Not really. It's actually more complicated than people would probably think. And so this is a new study that has – it's a peer-reviewed study from Environmental Science and Technology. It's a new report in that publication. And it may sound counterintuitive, but actually it turns out the more eco-conscious way to shop is by going to a physical store rather than by making purchases online from companies that don't have physical stores. Now, the reason for that is in the study, researchers estimated that shopping at a brick-and-mortar store for frequently bought items like toilet paper, shampoo, toothpaste, that results in less greenhouse gas emissions than ordering those products from, let's say, Amazon. Now, this is not a study that involved Amazon, but that's sort of everyone's go-to for a lot of products. So we'll just use Amazon as the example. The main reason is because of how people shop online. And everyone who's bought from Amazon knows that if you buy something online, you more likely than not, you're going to buy one item. So if it's one type of shampoo or one type of, of brand of household cleaner. And then it arrives on its own in a box with lots of packaging that is unnecessary.
The truck delivered it to you.
And the truck delivered it and the truck drove it. Yeah. So the whole thing, essentially, when people go to a store to buy bulk items, like if you go to Costco,
buy a lot
and you stock up on all the bulk stuff, you're doing it in one trip. So you are actually, you have less of a carbon footprint by making that one trip to Costco or Target or Walmart than you do by ordering the items individually online. And so what they look at is what they call the last mile delivery, and that's they analyze the carbon footprint of the analysis shows the total greenhouse gas footprints per item purchased were actually higher from buying online than shopping at the actual physical store. So if you, a lot of people want to be more eco-conscious, they want to be, they want to lower their carbon footprint. So it really depends. You have to kind of think twice. Do I just want to order one item from Amazon or from wherever, or do I want to place an item, place an order online and then go pick it up at the store? That also helps cut down on the carbon footprint as well, because if you order from Target or Walmart and you can, you know, you order online and then they have your stuff ready for you, that all, it comes from the in-store warehouse. So it's actually not being shipped, and that's also a lot better for the environment.
Wow, that's pretty good. That's very thorough. Thank you for that report. That'll get a lot of people thinking, hopefully. Here's something that may or may not get a lot of people thinking. There's a new version. Hot Wheels has two versions of that Tesla Cybertruck. Remember that? We saw that for the first time a month or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
The Geek Out.
It does still seem a little weird that we really will someday be able to buy a Tesla Cybertruck. But at the New York Toy Fair, Hot Wheels have bought in with two variations of the futuristic electric pickup. For collectors, it's a $400 radio-controlled version with a very high level of detail and arrives at a hefty one-tenth the size of the real thing. The other is a more reasonable $20 3-inch version that's on a Hot Wheels track, but is also radio-controlled. Funny, the larger version arrives with a cracked window sticker that pokes fun at the famous moment of the truck's debut. Both of the Hot Wheels Cybertrucks are available for pre-order now and will arrive in December.
The all-new Highlander comes equipped with 5 USB ports, perfect for fully charging everyone's smartphone. No phone is dying on your watch. That's how you go Highlander. Toyota, let's go places. May not be compatible with all mobile phones, MP3 WMA players, and like models.
The Pope's involved in technology, Victoria? Let's drill down into this one. What's
that's how you know it's 2020, because even Pope Francis is talking about technology. And so he has urged Catholics to disconnect from their phones and TVs during Lent. He said our modern society is, quote, inundated with empty words where people insult each other as if they were saying good day. And so this speech called for people to be less online and less extreme online, saying we live in an environment polluted by too much verbal violence. He's right. By many offensive and harmful words, again, he's right, and the internet amplifies that, correct. He said, we are inundated with empty words, with advertisements, subtle messages, we've become used to hearing everything about everyone, and we risk slipping into a worldliness, worldlessness that atrophies our hearts. Well said. And he said, Lent is the right time to make room for the Word of God. It is the time to turn off the television and open the Bible. It's the time to disconnect from your cell phone and connect to the gospel. Now, last year, Pope Francis asked followers to give up gossip and hypocritical condemnations of others for Lent. The year before that, he made a more general call to pause a little in a fast-paced world. And, of course, now in 2020, he's got much harsher words for the internet. In 2014, he said the internet was something that was a gift from God, but not so much anymore.
God's taking it back.
Yep.
All right, that's it.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.